Hey, and welcome to the Better Bobcast, episode 1. This is where myself and my friend here talk about various things, and we have some funny segments as well. So, for starters, I'm Andy Allen, and to my right is...
the one and only Sir, wait for it, Bobbington.
Sir Bobbington, coming at you. Andy Allen, Sir Bobbington. So, how's things?
Things are good, just turned 18.
You just turned 18?
Yep.
How's that snooze treating you?
Very well.
You getting ID'd?
No.
So hang on, you turned 18. You've got your ID.
I got my ID, yes.
And you're not even getting ID'd now?
No. So basically I could have just bought snuff at any time before I turned 18.
What is the point? You see, this is the thing about society today. There's so many restrictions and regulations imposed upon people like you and people like me, for example.
Yeah.
Because of my condition, no one trusts me in a car. Whether I'm in the passenger seat or the driver's seat. I know.
Get rid of them.
Get rid of them. Anyway, on to our first, what shall we call it, a segment?
Yeah.
We're talking about world events here, and trust me, we've done some research today, and we've picked out a few stories which are fucking hilarious.
Oh, yes.
Right, to start with...
This is a good one.
This is a fucking brilliant one. And by the way, the producer of the show is Lisa, who is to my left, but she will remain speechless.
Applause for Lisa.
Yay! Bitch. Okay. The title of the story, it's from The Sun, which is a newspaper in the UK. It is called Bloody Hell, Michelle, 29, drinks 36 litres of pig blood every week, but she prefers human blood. What the fuck is that about, Bob? What is this
she
story?
Is my idol. I would fuck her. She could drink my blood. Oh, but seriously, she's fucking ugly.
Well, that got Lisa laughing.
Looks like a fat Skrillex.
Shit.
And Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay, so it goes...
Okay, so this lady likes her Bloody Mary strong.
So she makes them with real blood. Okay, yeah. It was on the TLC reality show My Strange Addiction, which airs in the US. I guess. I don't know where else it airs. I've only ever seen this program on YouTube.
Okay.
Examples of past programs from this program is one girl was obsessed with eating her husband's remains, his ashes, in the urn. She just like... Where at first, I just put my finger in and I was like, tastes kind of nice. Mm. It's like, oh, you have issues, woman. So anyway, back to this one. My Strange Addiction. Human blood is her favourite drink, but quenches her thirst with 36 litres of pig plasma. I mean, she's in California. She's drunk enough blood since her addiction to fill 23 bathtubs. What do you think of that? I mean, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That is terrible. I mean, who does that? Her.
Yeah, her. I mean, fuck. That's a lot of blood.
Can you imagine what she's like on a period? Oh my god. And she does actually drink human blood. It says it here, human blood once a week.
Yeah, but only her friends and people that are confirmed not to have HIV.
That's reassuring.
Yeah.
I mean, she has... Is this like a craving? It's a craving for her.
Yeah.
You know, she compares it to cigarettes or drugs.
Yeah.
And fair enough, there are people with addiction out there. But how far should we take it here? I mean... Oh.
Yeah. I mix it with soups and stir it, fry it when I make a Bloody Mary. I actually add real blood.
I prefer pig's blood to beef. There's a preference there. Hell. And then, you know, it's the same, it's saltier, but has the same consistency as wine.
Lethal, a pint of blood.
Oh my god. I mean, and then there's a picture of her with her friend, where she's drinking the blood straight from his arm. There's just something wrong with that. What the fuck? And there's pictures of her refrigerator, which is tubs of blood.
Yeah, I mean, is that like 8?
It's like something from Hostel.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking hell. It's fucking Hannibal Lecter's fridge.
Yeah. But that's disgusting. I mean, what are your views on cannibalism? Because that's essentially what it is.
I fucking love it.
You would. You're fucking German. He's not really German. He just fucking looks like a German. You should see this guy. You probably have. In fact, if you're hearing this now, you've probably seen Bobbington, and he looks like a fat, stereotypical German guy. And I fucking love that. But the first time I met him, I thought, fuck, you're a virgin. You know? No offence, but it's the glasses, the whole thing. But you must have been just as surprised when I said I had a fiancé. Oh, yes. I mean, after the first 5 minutes of us meeting, you must have thought, like, oh my god, who is this woman? I need to meet her. Yeah. Then you met her, and she's like the most normal person in the world. It's like...
And then things changed.
What changed?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah. Nothing. And then, back to the fucking addiction of the fucking blood. Her mother... This is how she responded when her daughter told her for the first time that she had an addiction to blood. Her mother. And I quote, "That's disgusting and weird, even for you." What, even for you? I mean, there's nothing like a mother's love. You know what I mean? And then, please go to a doctor and get tested. Tested for what?
Too much blood.
Can someone have too much blood? I'm not going to stop loving you just because you get weirder every day.
That's what I think about you.
Thank you.
It's cool. Okay, so, Andy.
Yeah.
Next article.
Char.
Lindsay Lohan. Char. Supposed to go to lockdown rehab, but there ain't no such thing in New York.
Oh my god. She gets away with murder, that girl.
Yeah.
I'm sure we don't have to fucking explain who Lindsay Lohan is at this point. But to fill everyone in, she's supposed to go for 90 days to lockdown rehab. But the problem is, the state in which she was sentenced doesn't have any such thing. And in fact, there is one. However, you must have a prior felony conviction for entering it. And what a lockdown rehab facility is where they have guards and, like, "You shall not pass," that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When she's going for a drug test, "You shall not pass." No, but seriously, Lindsay Lohan is so stupid she couldn't pass a drug test.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was sentenced to 90 days lockdown rehab, and there is no lockdown rehab.
No.
And it's... So, and it was either that or prison. Lockdown rehab satisfied the credentials for going into prison. They said it was a good replacement for prison. And essentially, there is none. So what does that mean?
That means prison, right?
I would assume so, yes, because it's about time she got locked up. Then again, she'd be out of there within 3 days. You know what the... Oh, it's overcrowding and all that. Oh, stop putting people in prison for stupid offences like marijuana possession.
Yeah, what the fuck is up with that?
And I'm not one to condone drug use, right? But I think there's a fucking limit to how much the government can control here. And, you know, it's cases like Lindsay Lohan's, which, like... to be fair, she's been a naughty girl. But there's cases like Lindsay Lohan's where it's like... Oh, we're not going to put you in prison just yet. We think you have hope. She has no hope.
No.
First off, she's ginger. So she was born without a fucking soul to begin with. And her dad's mental. And, you know, Lindsay Lohan gets away with murder. It's true. It's absolutely fucking true.
Yeah.
She was 45 minutes late for her fucking latest court appearance. And they should have issued a bench warrant for that. But they didn't. But, I mean, it's not fair. You know, you see people, regular, ordinary people, regular, ordinary Swedish people going to prison for the daftest things, and for a long time as well. But celebrities, because they have the money and they can get a good lawyer.
Yeah.
Well, I say good lawyer. This idiot that is representing her, I don't know where she got him from. The zoo, perhaps?
He's an ugly motherfucker.
And he's got the strongest New York accent I've ever heard in my life. I don't like him.
No.
And I don't like Lindsay Lohan. I mean, she was a looker in her time. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. But no, now she's gone downhill. Yeah. She's gone downhill quicker than you down a hill. Right, imagine Bob on a sled. But yeah, so what do you think? What do you think, Bob? I mean...
Oh, fuck her. Just, I don't know.
Lock her up.
Yeah, lock her up. Send her to some fucking prison.
Alcatraz.
Yeah.
I know they're not open anymore, but just leave her in there for a bit. Like, let her munch on the rats that are in there. Wait, that's cannibalism.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh, God.
Fuck you.
So, yeah, and there's quotes here about the sentence that was passed. The sentence was actually 90 days in custody, and lockdown rehab would satisfy that. And yet, there is no lockdown rehab. And you can't exactly go to another state and do it, because in the US, the states have their own laws. There's federal law, which is, you know, the America, and then you have the state laws. And, for example, a federal law would be murder. Yeah. That kind of, don't murder, essentially. But, yeah, I don't know how she's going to get herself out of this one. But, then again, she's got away with it so many times before. And then she's posted on Twitter, the stories aren't true, I swear. It's like, we saw you.
Yeah.
I mean, I know photographs can be deceiving, but in the same matter, a photograph tells a million, what is it? Tells a million, a photograph, million words?
A thousand words.
Oh, sorry, my girlfriend's just, a photo tells a thousand words?
More than a thousand words.
Right. And a picture... That is what happened. Anyway, Lindsay Lohan's a fucking retard.
Yes. Can't deny that. She's ginger. She's American.
Can we stop talking about her now?
Yes.
She's really annoying.
Okay, moving on.
So the next article from the local, which is the Swedish news in English, now on sale at IKEA, which is, by the way, my favourite store of all time. I visited it once with Lisa's parents, and believe me, I had a fucking blast. But now on sale at IKEA, horse-free meatballs. So.
Yeah, finally.
It's about fucking time. I mean, look, I'm not put off by the fact that there was horse meat in a load of products. I mean, I don't like horse meat. I've never had it. It just doesn't appeal to me. And I don't know why. Maybe it's human instinct that we don't eat horses. In the Western civilization, at least. But... It is. It's horrible of the manufacturers or whoever, the factories, to be putting horse meat into these meatballs. And
yeah.
And they're doing it knowingly.
Exactly. And they're telling everyone that it's like cow meat or whatever.
Cow meat.
Yeah.
Beef.
Yeah, beef. Whatever. But then, yeah. And then just having horse meat instead.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
Well, they're not having it instead. They're adding it to it so they can produce more. It's and to round off the taste, I think I can't be too certain about that, but I mean, but look at what else they put in products, though. I mean, the amount of E numbers, chemicals, everything like that. Is horse meat really a big deal compared to all of the shit that we do ingest, knowingly ingest?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look. Right now, we're drinking a, well, for copyright reasons, we will not mention. Pepsi. But we are drinking a black drink that is fizzy and it tastes nice.
Very nice.
And we take it to the max. And yeah. I mean, look at the label on here. I mean, that's all in Swedish. So even especially for me, I don't know what I'm actually ingesting here. But
it's black, so
it's, yeah, that's gonna eat up your insides, honestly. But As far as I'm concerned, I love Coke.
Whatever the fuck
cola. We can call it cola. That is the cola.
Cola.
Right. Not Coca-Cola.
No.
Cola. Yeah. But yeah, you know, compared to everything else we put into our body, I mean, is horse meat really, really a big deal? What do you think?
Not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
Not really, but I think they should come clean with it before.
Yeah. Well, that it also brings up the fact that perhaps they're hiding other things from us.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, look at it. It's the government, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Illuminati. The Illuminati, right? This is what... Look, there was a guy outside Consum was it like a month ago or so?
Yeah, something like that.
And his lights were on in the car, and then he went into the car. Makes me wonder whether we were being spied on.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But no, what are they lying to us about? Are we going to figure this out in this segment, really?
Yeah.
They're probably lying about what's in alcohol, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Although you can't beat a bit of booze. Well, you can. Well, you're 18 now. Booze is good. I like it.
Booze good.
Horse bad. So yeah, that's horse meat. But anyway, they're bringing back meatballs in IKEA, which aren't made of horse now, or so they claim.
Yeah, I hope they're just as good.
Have I tried the IKEA meatballs? What did I have? I didn't try them. No, I can't remember what I had though. I had chips with like some sauce on top or whatever. It was fucking good. I loved it. I have tried
the meatballs, and they're very good.
You have?
Yeah. Let's just say, like, the new meat doesn't taste as good, bring back the horses.
Well, yeah. Essentially, that's what we're saying here. If it's not as good, then we want the horses back.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was funny because me and Bob were reading an article maybe a few weeks ago where, like, a load of horses mysteriously died. And at the same time, this scandal was coming out. I think it was like this farmer had like lost 63 horses. And then we read about this shit and we're like...
Well, that explains a lot of things.
Add it up, you know. Yeah. But yeah, horses, nice.
Yeah, horses, nice.
All right, I've got my mum on Skype and this is Ask Linda. So she's laughing. She's laughing. So, mum, this is I'll talk into the radio. Hang on. This is a segment which we call Ask Linda because we will ask my mum three important questions. Each week will be a different guest, unless my mum wants to make a reappearance. Knowing her, she will. I mean, God Christ, she's bad. So I've got my mum on Skype and here she is, and I'm going to ask her three very important questions that are important to us anyway.
Yeah.
So mum, first question.
What?
What do you think of the new Pope?
I'm not seeing him yet.
Me neither.
Okay, he's against abortion.
It's I don't think they should do that.
What, abortions?
Why should the Pope be like that?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's up to the girl.
Yeah, if she wants to put a coat hanger in her vagina, that is her prerogative. Next question. What did you think of the scandal surrounding horse meat in your everyday products?
I've not bothered.
But you've heard about it, haven't you?
Yeah.
And they've lied to us. Everyone's lied to us saying, oh, it's beef when it's fucking horse.
Well, we don't know, do we?
It is horse. It's been confirmed.
Oh, is it? Oh.
No, I'm bullshitting you. Yeah, they've put horse meat in like... you know, like ready meals and stuff like that.
Oh, they don't.
Yeah, they put horse meat in there.
Oh my God.
Well, what do you think about that?
I don't like it.
I'm telling you now, you've probably ate horse.
Probably.
And I know I have, because the product that they mentioned in one of the articles said It was a local lasagna, which was made in the supermarket or whatever. Yeah, that fucking... I loved that lasagna, right? And it had horse meat in it all this time.
Yeah,
but as it's done, and then it's, you know, you're still alive.
Exactly, that's the thing. We're just angry that they've lied to us about it.
I mean, cows. We eat cows.
Yeah, what's the difference?
That's what I mean.
One goes, and one goes, nay.
Come back, you and me.
They might run out of Wapsit, you see. So you've got to have a Wapsit, another one, haven't you?
Yeah.
Totally.
And yeah, I know what you mean, but what they're actually doing is it's not full on horse meat that they're putting into products. They're mincing it all up with beef.
Yeah.
It's not just horse, it's they're adding extract of horse.
Yeah.
So I think that's a bit weird.
Yeah. Okay, shall we move on to the next question?
Yeah, next question.
That's the last question, so
go on.
Would you like to end women's suffrage?
What's that?
Fuck. I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that. But, you know, the suffrage, you know, that women do. Women's suffrage.
Never heard of that. What's that?
Women's suffrage. You've never heard of it.
I think she's trolling me, man.
I think she's trolling me.
Is it something to do with men? That women stand up for?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It is the right to vote, for women to vote. So would you like to end women's suffrage?
Yes.
Yes! No, Mum, you don't understand. Women's suffrage is end women's suffrage.
You're a dick.
Lisa, did you get it? No. Women's suffrage is the woman's right to vote. Would you like to end it? My mum said yes. That should be a question we ask every week.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realise you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, you can... Look, you're just a sexist like the rest of us. So, that was me old mum. She's a very good sport, very good sense of humour. You love me, Mum, don't you, Bob?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God. That was off the rip. I've got to admit, that made me wee a little in my pants. And I'm not changing, because I like the smell and the sensation of it.
I don't, but that's another story.
Yeah, for another time. So, thanks, Mum. Okay, now it's a segment called Sleater News. Now, this is where we find out, we scurry the internet for little bits of news for our little town where we live.
Yeah.
And Bob, what have we learnt?
Bagel.
Bagel is nothing. Nothing. Nothing is happening in this dank little town. As much as I love this place, at least the scenery, definitely not the people. I'm going to get a bit of shit for that. But nothing is happening. We scurried the internet for hours and found nothing. Nothing happened this week. No drive-bys that we know of. That was it. No Sleater News, sorry.
No.
Maybe next week.
Probably not.
Okay, Bob, it's that segment.
Yes, it is. It's time for Arsehole of the Week.
Arsehole of the Week. This is where we once again, we go through the news and we say, that guy's an arsehole or that girl's an arsehole. This week is the incomparable, the rap gem. That is Lil Wayne. I mean, and tell me, Bob, why is Lil Wayne an asshole this week?
Because he did not die.
Essentially, he stayed alive. though not for lack of trying. That cunt just won't go away. Oh, din fitta. Oh, okay. The reason we hate Lil Wayne is because, well, he's just a knobhead.
Yeah.
He's just a knobhead. I mean, he's an arsehole. Hence the name of the segment. He makes the worst music I've ever heard. I have a friend, and she absolutely adores him. And I'm like, he treats women worse than I do, and you like him more than you like me? That doesn't make sense, you know? It doesn't make sense. He's an asshole. Yes. I saw him go onto a stage one time, trying to play the electric guitar, but he was just slapping it, and it was like, it was the most retarded. What do you think of Lil Wayne, though, Bob?
Twat.
Just twat?
Yes, twat.
And why is that?
Because he makes the shittiest music ever, and I'm so, I don't know.
Over it.
I'm so over it, yeah.
And the reason, but here's the thing, people won't stop going on about him. He's in the news every single day. What's so special about him? Motherfucker's got more tattoos than the vampire girl who likes to drink pig blood. And that's saying, because she's a tattoo artist, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Right, why would you, I mean, I'm sure he'd be a good looking guy if he got rid of the grills and shaved his hair a little bit. You know?
Made good music.
Made decent music. That's all we're asking, Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
But now it's come to the point where we're just literally asking you to die. It's not. Nah.
It's so hard to just die.
We don't want him to die, really. It's just the fact that, oh, he had seizures. It's like, he's in intensive care. Oh, no, blue, blue. And, you know, I understand it when it's someone who is actually relevant in today's society, right? But when it's Lil Wayne, I'm like, this guy, he's more famous for being in prison than he is for his music. Which isn't saying a lot, really, because his music leaves a lot to be desired. If there was a hint of plot in that music, I would actually listen to it. Actually, I wouldn't, because I can't stand his voice either. He rhymes. Not very well, though.
No, he does not.
And, like, he's trying to be a stand-up guy, and, like, with his kids, and that's fine, whatever. And we don't really want him to die. So I'll speak for myself there. Bob has other opinions. Good old Bob. But yeah, it's just the fact that he's in intensive care. And you can tell it's a publicity stunt. I'm not saying he hasn't had seizures. I'm saying they're not as bad as been reported. I mean, he's got people, like other celebrities, visiting him in the hospital. And they're brilliant photo opportunities. Like, you know, they could go into the hospital in a different entrance. And I know for a fact there are different entrances into that hospital. But no, they choose to go in where all the cameras are going to fucking see them. It's not exactly discreet. It is obviously a publicity stunt. And, you know, it winds me up that someone like him, a nobody, well, coming from me, he's a nobody. I mean, I just don't like the guy. I think he's a knobhead. He's an asshole.
Yeah.
So, Lil Wayne, please crawl back into the rock you came out of and you can get out. Fuck off, Lil Wayne. Die.
Moving on to Learn Swedish Andy.
Yep.
Where Andy, this guy.
Me.
Has to learn Swedish.
He would
call people and say a quote, a question or a sentence in Swedish.
A phrase. Of Bob's and Lisa's choosing.
Exactly.
Don't involve me.
You okayed it. You're the producer. You're supposed to, you know, you're supposed to, like, say, Alan, that's not appropriate. Bob, you can't be telling Alan to say that to people.
Oh, shit.
No. So carry on, Bob.
Yeah. Would you like to try saying...
Okay, so the Swedish phrase of the week
bum, 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 bum.
Is
Tar du den i röven?
Tar du den i röven? Tar du den i röven? And for the record, I don't know what I'm saying. I have absolutely no fucking clue. I've got two witnesses here who absolutely know that have been with me since that phrase was given to me. I've never heard it in my life before. I understand one word, and that is you, which is do. Tar du den i röven? Tar du den i röven? So, röven, röven. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Tar. I've never heard of tar before. That, to me, that's like tarmac or something like that.
Yeah.
Röven. I have a feeling it's got something to do with the arse. Don't tell me. Don't give away any hints. But would it be sexual harassment if I asked stranger a question like that? I technically don't know what it means, so it's beyond my capabilities of knowing. So,
anyway, sexual harassment or not, it's still funny. So we'll do it.
We're going to call someone we know first. Tar du den i röven? Tar du den i röven? Tar du den i röven?
Röven.
Röven.
Yeah.
Okay, so, the person in which we are calling... And I hope she doesn't mind that we're publishing her voice, because she's very sensitive about her voice, but is our good friend Phelan. I hope she's awake, come to think of it. But let's speak to her and let's talk to her.
Hello?
Hey, Phelan.
Hey.
Hur är det?
Det är bra.
Really? Okay. Jag kan fråga du. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
By the way, you're on the radio.
What?
You're on the radio.
What do you mean?
You're on the radio.
Radio?
Well, we're making a podcast. And there's a segment on our podcast which is called Learn Swedish, Andy. And these two idiots have asked me to make a phone call to someone I know and ask them a question, of which I don't know what it is. It's a question, and I don't know what it means, so forgive me. Okay? Tar du den i röven? Question mark.
Nej.
Okay, is it bad? No, they can't tell me what it means. Okay, Phelan, what did I just ask you?
Did you take it up the ass?
Oh my god! I fucking knew it! I said it was something to do with the ass, Ruben. Oh, Phelan, I apologise unequivocally for that. I really am so sorry. Oh my god. But it's okay if we have you in the podcast and everything.
Yes.
You're going to be famous, baby.
Yeah.
Say hello to our three viewers.
Hello, three viewers.
Yay.
Yeah, we're going to upload this like next week or something, and you're going to absolutely love it. I can tell you that much. But thank you for being... Hey, are you coming round tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes! Yes! Movie night. That's what I'm talking about, Phelan.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to see you. Oh, by the way, Lisa's here. She says hi. Say hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, so, yeah. Thank you for being a willing participant in this. And I will see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Well, that went well.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for letting me fucking ask someone that.
You are very welcome.
I fucking hate you. That, I mean, okay, it sounds like the kind of question I'd ask, but to certain people, I wouldn't ask
you
it to
ask
her.
You ask me. You tell me to ask random people that all the time.
Yeah, but...
But the thing is, I know what it means.
Exactly. I didn't know what that meant. I was... That was kind of creepy from me, honestly. Man, what the fuck is wrong with you? What... I knew it was something about the art. I thought it'd be something a bit more original, though. I thought it'd be like... Something does your ass wobble or something. Tar du den i röven. So, yeah, there's my fucking Swedish for today. Bob, why did you do that to me? You knew I was calling failing. And I feel sorry for the poor girl now. Because she's just admitted in a podcast that she doesn't do something.
Which she clearly does.
Oh, no! We have to edit that out. Poor girl. But hey, ta du den i röven. Learn Swedish, Andy.
Yay.
And well, that I guess that's the end of the show today.
Yes.
Tonight it is. Is it Thursday night tonight?
I think so.
Is it Thursday night, Lisa? Yeah. Well, it's Thursday night, and we're going to be doing one of these podcasts every week. And next week we're going to have what I consider possibly could be the greatest segment that we have, because Bob is going to write a diary. And here's the thing, I'm not allowed to, just like the Learn Swedish Andy segment, I am not going to know what he's written in that diary until he gives it to me and I read it live. I mean, I can't wait for him. It can't just be getting me to say weird stuff. It has to be your deep innermost thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay,
they exist, that is.
If you have any deep thoughts, I want them, right? I want to covet them. I want to announce them to the world, okay? Yeah. You can make it as personal as you want. You can talk about a walk you had.
Yeah.
And, you know, drama, anything like that, put in the book, I'll read it.
Uh-huh.
Live. Well, not live, because it's pre-recorded, but you know what I mean. Yeah. We'll try and get it into a live situation. You know, essentially, it's going to be a fucking good segment.
Yes.
And you know what? This has been the most fun I've had in at least 2 hours. So... And I'll tell you what, this is going to be a mainstay in our society. Me and you, Bobcasting for the world.
Yes.
All three of our listeners. And that's me, you, and Lisa.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been an honour and a pleasure to host this podcast, Bobcast. With my good friend and hetero life mate, Sir Bobbington.
Well, hetero.
That's what I said, hetero life mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we going to shake hands? It was a pleasure. There we go, that's a proper handshake, there we go. Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure, Bob. So, signing off, I'm Andy Allen.
And I'm Sir Bobbington.
He's Bob. Sir Bobbington, if you are indeed nasty.
Oh, yes.
See you next week.
Fuck off and die. Really?
Well, depends who's listening. Hey, George Bush, if you're listening, Bob's got a message for you. You just heard it. Cunt.
I like you.
Boy, love a boy!